Welcome to Polo Grounds in New York, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Lou Brock. Batting second. The center fielder, Ellis Burton. Batting third. The left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Merritt Reyneau. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Ken Hubbs. Batting seventh. The catcher, Dick Bertel. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Andre Rogers. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Paul Toth. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Paul Toth. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Jim Hickman. Batting second. The first baseman, Duke Carmel. Batting third. The second baseman, Ron Hunt. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Duke Snider. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Frank Thomas. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Joe Hicks. Batting seventh. The catcher, Choo Choo Coleman. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Al Moran. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Roger Craig. Pitching for the New York Mets, Roger Craig. And now, play ball. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock hits a fly ball into left field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ellis Burton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Burton takes first base on ball 4. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Santo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Burton moves to third. Merritt Reyneau is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Reyneau hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hickman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Hickman hits a fly ball into center field. Burton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Duke Carmel is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Carmel strikes out. 2 outs. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hunt strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Hubbs strikes out. 1 out. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Bertel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moran scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Andre Rogers batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Rogers hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moran scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Duke Snider is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Snider hits a ball on the ground towards first. Reyneau scoops it up and throws to first, with Toth covering, for the out. 1 out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Thomas hits a pop-up into center field for a base hit. Burton throws the ball into Hubbs, who tags Thomas trying to catch an extra base, for the out. 2 outs. Joe Hicks is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Hicks hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Choo Choo Coleman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Coleman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hicks moves to third. Al Moran, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Moran hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubbs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Paul Toth is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Toth strikes out. 1 out. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Brock is 0-1 in the game. Brock hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Thomas, who is chasing the ball. Brock reaches third base with a triple. Ellis Burton is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Burton is 0-0 in the game. With a walk, Burton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Craig fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Williams is 0-1 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Roger Craig is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Craig strikes out. 1 out. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Hickman is 0-1 in the game. Hickman bunts towards the mound. Toth fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Toth. Hickman moves to second. Duke Carmel is at the plate with a count of 1-0. The ball gets by Bertel for a passed ball. Hickman moves to third. Duke Carmel is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Carmel is 0-1 in the game. Carmel hits a ball on the ground towards first. Renu scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Carmel for the out. 2 outs. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Hunt is 0-1 in the game. Hunt hits a pop-up towards first. Renu settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Santo is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Craig fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Merritt Renu is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Renu is 0-1 in the game. Renu strikes out. 2 outs. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Hubbs is 0-1 in the game. Hubbs is hit by the pitch. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Bertel is 0-1 in the game. Bertel strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Duke Snider is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Snider is 0-1 in the game. Snider hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Renu settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Thomas is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Thomas hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Mets. Joe Hicks is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Hicks is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Hicks hits a fly ball into right field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Choo Choo Coleman is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Coleman is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Coleman hits a pop-up towards third. Santo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Rogers is 0-for-1 in the game. Rogers hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Cubs, 1, Mets, 1. Paul Toth is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Toth is 0-for-1 in the game. Toth strikes out. 1 out. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Brock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Brock hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Cubs. Ellis Burton is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Burton is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Burton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hickman fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Santo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moran fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Al Moran batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Moran is 0-for-1 in the game. Moran takes first base on ball 4. Roger Craig is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Craig is 0-for-1 in the game. Craig bunts towards first. Reyneau scoops it up and throws to first, with Hubs covering, for the out. Moran moves to second. 1 out. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Hickman is 0-for-2 in the game. Hickman hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Moran moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Duke Carmel is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Carmel is 0-for-2 in the game. Carmel hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Moran scores. Hickman moves to third. That run is unearned. It's Cubs, 2, Mets, 2. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Hunt is 0-for-2 in the game. Hunt hits a pop-up towards short. Rogers settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Duke Snider is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Snider is 0-for-2 in the game. Snider hits a pop-up into left field for a base hit. Williams throws the ball into Hubs, who tags Snider, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Hickman scores. Carmel moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 3-2, Mets. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Merritt Reyneau batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Reyneau is 0-for-2 in the game. Reyneau hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carmel scoops it up and throws to first, with Craig covering, for the out. 1 out. Ken Hubs is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Hubs is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Hubs is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Bertel is 0-for-2 in the game. Bertel hits a fly ball into left field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Cubs 2. The Mets will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Thomas is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Thomas hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Hicks batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Hicks is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hicks hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Renu settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Choo-Choo Coleman is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Coleman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Coleman hits a line drive towards first. Renu reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Rogers is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Rogers strikes out. 1 out. Paul Toth is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Toth is 0 for 2 in the game. Toth strikes out. 2 outs. Lou Brock batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Brock is 2 for 3 in the game, with a triple and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Brock hits a fly ball towards right. Snyder settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Snyder. Brock moves to third. Ellis Burton is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Burton is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Burton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moran scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Cubs 2. The Mets will come to bat. Al Moran is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Moran is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Moran hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Roger Craig is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Craig is 0 for 1 in the game. Craig is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hickman is 0 for 3 in the game. Hickman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Williams is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Snyder who is chasing the ball. Williams reaches third base with a triple. Ron Santo batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Santo is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Santo hits a fly ball into center field. Hicks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Williams tags and scores. 1 out. It's Cubs, 3, Mets, 3. Merritt Renu is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Renu is 0 for 3 in the game. Renu hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Craig fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Hubbs is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Hubbs hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Bertel is 0 for 3 in the game. Bertel hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Craig fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Mets 3. The Mets will come to bat. Duke Carmel is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Carmel is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Carmel takes first base on ball 4. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Hunt is 0 for 3 in the game. Hunt hits a fly ball towards right. Brock catches it and throws to first to double up Carmel. 2 outs. Duke Snyder is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Snyder is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hub scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Mets 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Rogers is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Rogers hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hickman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Paul Toth is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Toth is 0-for-3 in the game. Toth hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Craig fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Brock is 2-for-4 in the game, with a triple and a home run. He's got one RBI. Brock hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ellis Burton is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Burton is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Burton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Mets 3. The Mets will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Thomas is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Thomas hits a fly ball into center field. Burton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Hicks is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Hicks is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hicks hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Choo Choo Coleman is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Coleman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Coleman strikes out. Two outs. Al Moran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moran is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Moran hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Moran reaches second base with a double. Hicks moves to third. Tim Harkness pinch hits for Roger Craig. Lindy McDaniel now pitching. Tim Harkness is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Harkness is walked intentionally. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Hickman is 0-for-4 in the game. Hickman hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 7, and Chicago Cubs, 3. Goodbye from Polo Grounds in New York.